to continue from where we left off last week. The Torah found a reason to continue, so we could do the same. So after everything was built, all the kelim were built. So Hashem continues. Now the big day kahuna, the big day kohen gadol, put together. All the cash is collected. All the materials. And by the time everything's said and done, by the time the Torah describes everything was built and everything was sewed up and stitched up. So then Hashem tells us that Vatechel Kol Avodas Mishkan Olmoed, they finished the whole Avoda, building the Mishkan. It's a big celebration, major celebration. They got to the climax, they got to the point that everybody was excited about. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu. And exactly the way Hashem described it, exactly according to the instructions that He gave to Moshe, that's how they built every detail, every fine detail of the Mishkan and the Begadim. He built it exactly according to scale of what they were expected. Some things they knew how to build, some things they couldn't figure out how to build. Hashem had to help them from above. But at the end, everything was Vatechel Kol Avodas Mishkan Olmoy. The whole Avoda, everything was accomplished, everything was done. And then the Torah says, Vayaviu es HaMishkan Al Moshe. Then they decide when everything's done, I would have thought when everything's done, that's it, you put it up and you start to have a celebration. You start to do the avoda of the Mishkan. You bring the Kohen Gadol, you have a good time. You do what you're supposed to do. But before, for some reason, they put it up, Vayaviu es HaMishkan Al Moshe, they brought to Moshe as Ha'ol, as Kol Kelov, Krashav, Brichav, Amudav, Adonav, Michse Oros, the Aron Ha'edus, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Azav, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. They brought the whole thing to Moshe Rabbeinu. Strange. So like four parshas. We're talking about the Avodas Mishkan. We're talking about the Kelim. We're talking about the Big Day Kahuna. And everything's done. Vatechel Kol Avodas Mishkan Ol Moed. Vayaviu El Moshe. Now for some reason they found a reason, a necessity to go get approval for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe Shalom just testified, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu. Exactly according to the specifications that Hashem described, kein asu. That's exactly how they built it. And now they need approval? Vayaviu es HaMishkan al Moshe? For what reason did they need the approval of Moshe? And then at the end, after they brought all the kelim, Vayar Moshe es kol malacha? And he said, oh, that's amazing. Great job. Vayar Moshe es kol malacha v'hinei asu osa k'asher tziva Hashem. Kein asu. They made it like they were supposed to make it. He told me that in the beginning. There was a necessity to bring it to Moshe. I didn't understand. And last week, then finally, when you get to the point that you thought was going to happen a few minutes ago, finally, then it continues, and then it says that they did what you expected. Vayiva chodesh harishon bashana hashenis, the first month, that's Nisan. Be'echad lachodesh rosh chodesh Nisan hukam hamishkan. Vayaka Moshe Samishkan, they put it up, they stood it up, and now it's ready to be used on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They do a little math in your head. They got a tzivoy to build a Mishkan on Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur they started. Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. That's when the tzivoy came. When they got the tzivoy, last week we spoke about, and I want to read you from the Medrash, because the Medrash really, really says it very strong. Medrash says, "B'shah sheba Moshe v'amar liYisrael kechumi itchem truma." When, like we said last week, when Moshe told Klal Yisrael, "Now it's time to collect all the material, all the money, everything we need for the Mishkan." Samchu simcha gedola. The Jews celebrated. They were so happy to hear this. Ve'evi ha'nedava b'simchu b'zrisus. They all ran. They were all excited. They all ran to bring everything they could. L'shnei bekarim. It took 2 days. In 2 days, heviu hakol. They brought everything. Everything that was needed for this major project was brought in the sum total of 2 days. And then, like we spoke about last week, and then it said, "V'hamalacha ha'isa dayam." It was enough, and it was more than enough. "V'yomer al-Moshe," they said to Moshe, "Marbim ha'am lahavi, lahodiacha," to teach you, "kama nizdarzu Yisrael b'malachas ha'mishkan," how fast they were to produce everything that they needed. "La'achar shnei yamin," after 2 days' time, "bikshu chachmi, then they got all the brilliant artisans, they got all the people who knew how to put it together, how to sew, how to knit, how to build with the gold. And in 2 days they had everything." So you do the math, do a little math. Yud Tishrei, they got the tzibur. Before Sukkot already, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, they brought it. Yud Gimel, they had everything already. They started to build. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they put up. Mishkan was not a huge structure. Mishkan was relatively a small structure. You had a couple curtains hanging. You had a few walls, a few bricks, a few golden bricks on the walls. And a mizbeach here, a mizbeach there, a menorah Hashem really fashioned. It wasn't a lot to build. 6 months. Till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's 6 months minus 10 days. What were they doing for 6 months? What took so long for 6 months? A pellet. The people that were so excited that they ran to do the malacha, they finally had all the donations. When it came to build, it sounds like they slacked off. Nobody was running to make this Mishkan, to build the Mishkan. It doesn't take 6 months to build a Mishkan. You ask me, how long does it take to build all the Kalim, the Big Day Kahuna, all the materials they had? And then to put it all together, maybe max, I would have guessed a month, if you ask me. Not six, not even close to six. What was taking so long? So, you know, some weeks I try to say something original, some weeks I try to say something inspiring. I was very inspired this week. I saw Medrash Tanchuma, the last Medrash Tanchuma in Sefer Shmos. I was blown away by this Medrash. Forgive me, I just want to learn a Medrash. I want to learn a Medrash, and then I want to speak out a couple things based on this Medrash. So the Medrash continues, and it answers all our kashas. It tells you behind the scenes what happened in the story. It says, after they had all the materials, they got it so quickly. V'acher kach, hechziku b'melechus ha-mishkan. They brought in Bezalel v'aholiyov. Bezalel and Aholiyov, they brought in the managers to oversee the project. They brought in chachmei lev v'avodasan. And they brought in the noshim, the women, tovues ha-treles. They were dealing with the treles, they did with the goat skins, with the feathers, with all the exciting stuff. Kevin shegamru melechus ha-mishkan. And it was very exciting, very quick. They got to work. Everything was accomplished very quickly. Hayu yoshvin u'mitzapin. They all sat around, sitting around the bonfire. Emasai tov o'shchina. We had a promise. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, we put it all together, the Shechina is going to come down, and they're all sitting around now. We did everything we're supposed to do. Now where's the Shechina? The invited guest, the main event, the dais table with the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's only one guest missing. And that's the guest that we were all waiting for. They were Yoshvin and Mitzapin. Volume Itzdarin. They had terrible pain. They felt it was very troubling. They felt hurt. Mipnei Shalosh Shorsa Shechina Olav. Ma'asu. So what did they do? Holchu Lehem Eitzel Chachmi Lev. They went to the artisans. They said, you guys are so brilliant. You guys knew how to put it all together. So let's go to the next stage. Amru Lehen. Uma'aten Yoshua. You're sitting around. Hemidu Atem Es HaMishkan. Stand it up. Let's get to work. Let's make this thing shine. Let's bring the Shechina down. However you're supposed to do, press the button. Press the magic button, they told him. And the artisans, all these brilliant guys, they couldn't put it together. For me, you would ask me, it's like an IKEA table. It's like a Lego set. I didn't think it would be so complicated to put it together. You had all these brilliant artisans, they were scratching their heads. They needed the instructions of IKEA. I didn't know you could read instructions from IKEA. And all these brilliant artisans, they couldn't figure out how to put the Lego set together. While Kishehen Choshvin Hamido, Unofel, they put it up and they're trying to figure out how to hold it together, the whole thing would fall apart. They couldn't let it, it wouldn't stay standing. Miyad, so let's go to the next group of people. So the artisans weren't doing the job. So they went to the project managers. They went to Bezalel. Amru Lehem, Boatem Vehemido Amishkan. He said, I need somebody to help me out over here. You told us, you made us a promise. Their bonus loan is going to come down. It's supposed to be Hashras HaShechina, but there's nobody here. So somebody's got to put it up. They went to Bezalel, V'Aholiyov. And they said, no, the Mishkan that you built, Shema Al Yodchem, Roy Lamo, maybe you could put it up. Miyad Hischilu Lahamidu V'Lo Yachlu. Bezalel, unsuccessful. V'Aholiyov, unsuccessful. Now the good Jewish cynicism started to sink in. Hischilu Masichin Muranin. Now they started to get a hint. They started to take a hint now. And they started to say amongst each other, Re'u ma'asalonu ben Amram. The guy who caused us all the trouble the whole time, ben Amram. Moshe. Look what he did. Pulled another fast one on us, they said. Hotzi es mamoneinu b'mishkan hazeh. He cleaned out our pockets. He wiped us all. We have nothing left in the bank. He took everything we had. He took everything financially. He forced us to put in a ton of effort. V'hichnis osonu l'kol ha'toreach hazeh. He made us do all this hard work. V'amr lanu, and he promised us. Ben Amram, that guy promised us. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yored min ha'elyonim. He's going to come down from the heavens and live and dwell in this house. V'shachanti b'socham. V'shore b'soch yirios izim. They started to laugh. We were so stupid. We were duped into this. What were we thinking? The guy told us he's gonna build this thing from yirios izim, from skins of goats. Goat skins. We go to the petting zoo outside. Those goats over there in the petting zoo outside. The skins of those goats. We were so fooled. Imagine somebody told you, go take the skins of those goats and the Shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to mitzamtzem himself, come from all the heavenly worlds and squeeze himself into this small Mishkan. We were fooled. How were we fooled into such a futile concept, what were we thinking? How were we fooled into believing that guy? Now the Medrash starts talking. What was the problem? What was really the problem? Wow. Now you're going to find out something unbelievable. Shahia Moshe Meitzer. Moshe was having a very hard time. Everything was ready and set to go, but Moshe was having a very hard time. Shalom Ishtatef Hu Imon B'Melechus HaMishkan. He didn't donate a penny. He didn't know how to sew the tchelis. He didn't know how to knit the izim. He didn't know what to contribute. He didn't know how to contribute. He didn't contribute a morsel to Melechus HaMishkan. L'fi Shehaya Moshe Meitzer. And because Moshe was having a hard time, this was done already. It was done for a while. It didn't take till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're going to see in a minute how long it took. It was relatively quick, not as quick as I thought, but relatively quickly. L'fi Shehaya Moshe Meitzer, Helim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mehem. Hashem disappeared. V'lo hayu yichol na'amido. They couldn't stand up the Mishkan because there was no Shechina. What's the glue for the Mishkan to stay standing? The glue is the Shechina. Without the Shechina, the Mishkan can't stand. But the Shechina refused to come down because Moshe was having a hard time. Kevan shehitichu pnei mikol makom. Since they started to complain, v'lo hayu yichol na'amido. So they went to Moshe. The Chachmei Lev, they weren't successful. The artisans, they weren't successful. Betzal and Aholiyav, they weren't successful. So they went to the king. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, kol masha amarta lonu asinu. That's what the Torah was describing in the Pesukim. They brought everything to Moshe. They said, now it's your turn. We tried everything. We did everything we were told exactly the way we were told. Now you got to do something. So they brought all the kelim. They brought the menorah. They brought the shulchan. They brought the mizbeach. They brought the big day kahuna. They brought everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, look, everything that you commanded us, we did exactly according to your specifications. Did we miss anything? Did we forget something? Did we not build something we're supposed to build? The Medrash describes in detail. Moshe said, yeah. He said everything's perfect. So they said, why is it not standing? And he was in a lot of pain. Acha Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Listen to what Hashem said to Moshe. Lefisha Yisa Meitzer Shelo Hayalacha Asiya Velo Chelek B'Melechus HaMishkan. Because you had a hard time that you didn't get to participate. Lefichach Lo Yachlu Osen Chachamim LaHamido. So nobody else was able to stand up the Mishkan Bishvilcha. Kidei Sheyedu Kol Yisrael. So all the Jews should know. Sheim Al Yotcha Eino Omed Shuv Eino Omed. If you're not going to build it up, it's not going to be able to build up. Amr Moshe. Moshe said to Hashem, "Eini yodeh lahamido," but I don't know how to stand it up. Amr Leis. Hashem said to Moshe, "Asuk biyadecha. You put it up. You try to put it up, and listen what's going to happen. Asuk biyadecha ve'ata mare lahamido, and it'll appear as if you're putting it up. V'hu omer me'elov, but the Mishkan doesn't need you to put it up." Make it look like you're putting it up. But the Mishkan doesn't need you to put it up. Because when the Mishkan is supposed to stand up, there's going to be a Hashras Hashrina. And that's the glue that holds up the Mishkan. But when you put it up, it's going to look like you put it up. Vani kosev alecha, and I'm going to write about you, she'ata kimosa, that you put it up. Everybody's going to remember forever that you put it up. The Medrash continues, we'll stop reading, but the Medrash continues, that it took maybe 2-3 months to build the whole thing. It was done after 2-3 months. For 3 months, this waiting game continued. For 3 months, the Jews were sitting around, all the material was there, everything was set to go, the construction site had everything it needed, nothing was going on. For 3 months, they're watching this, nothing. 1 month, that 1 week, 1 month, the days were passing. You know what kind of, they felt all the promises that were made, it was a lie. Everything you told me I have to do to get to the goal, everything you told me I have to do to get to the ultimate, to the climax, the whole thing was a lie. The whole religion, the whole propaganda, the whole excitement, the whole motivation, all the inspiration, the whole thing was a lie. Everything was a lie. And the Medrash ends. V'lo hayu yodim machashavto ve'atza social karish baruch. You didn't know what was going on upstairs. There are a lot of cheshbonos upstairs. They had a cheshbon over here. I found for myself the first place. I finally found a place, a source in the Torah. I'm very against birthdays until today. Today I became very pro-birthdays because in the Torah it only says Paro's birthday. I don't believe in celebrating birthdays. But today I learned from the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says Hashem was waiting for a birthday party. He wanted to celebrate on the birthday of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He said, for me, the celebration of the Mishkan is connected, tied. You have to work a little to understand that. This connection, this celebration between the Mishkan and Yitzchak is very close. And I want to celebrate the Mishkan on Yitzchak's birthday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we're going to wait. We're going to wait because Moshe Rabbeinu is in a lot of pain and I want him also to contribute. And that's going to take time for us to realize how he's going to contribute and what he's going to contribute. There's a lot of reasons to wait. Not everything has to happen as fast as you want it to happen. I'll tell you, when you come to real Yiddishkeit, but real Yiddishkeit, and you come to a level of emuna and bitachon, that you trust in Hashem, and you feel connected to Hashem, and I'm not talking about when you're not going to davening. I'm not talking about when you're not committed. I'm talking when you're committed, and your tefillah is consistent, and it's a real tefillah, and you're putting in your all, and you're building everything, and you're contributing everything, and the way they told you to do it, that's exactly how you're doing it. It's very hard not to doubt God. Extremely hard not to doubt God. Because exactly the way, to the precise specifications that they told you to do of Avodas Hashem, you're doing it exactly kasher tziva Hashem. Precise, on the money. You're coming to davening as early as they told you. You're saying exactly the words. They told you even say these words with more kavanah, it's a skula. You'll have, if you say these words with kavana, your learning's going to get better. You're saying those words with the most kavana. Your learning's not getting better. It's not even probably getting worse. Your chavrusa just dumped you. You're having a horrible week. And you're saying all the words. Say these words, your learning's going to get better. If you come a little bit earlier down, you can have a school in Parnassa. you lost your last $5. You're running on empty for the rest of the month. It's not working. It's very hard not to have sfeikus in their Ribono Shel Olam when you're very religious. The more religious you are, the more confused you get. Because you're living the lifestyle that they told you. If you live this lifestyle, then all your dreams will be answered. You read the books about Emunah, and you go into a forest, and you close your eyes, and you talk to Hashem, and you scream to Hashem, and you yell at Hashem, and then you're supposed to get home. It's supposed to be $1 million in your bank account. You got home, there's no $1 million in your bank account. You heard that if you support as you suffer, you do your suffer as vulun, you support a guy, next thing you know, somebody's gonna call you up with an amazing job offer, you're gonna become a CEO, you're gonna have a startup, you're gonna be an entrepreneur. You're not an entrepreneur, you're not a CEO, nobody's calling you. You don't even have a half a resume. You have no accomplishments, no degrees, nothing's going on. All the schoolers you're doing, all the mitzvahs you're doing, all the davening you're doing, all the learning you're doing. It's not working. It doesn't seem to work. And you're learning day in and day out. And they told you that if you keep pushing, if you keep grinding, I'm telling you, by the time we get to Pesach, you're going to be a new man. We're there. Some guys are 2 years there. And they made big promises. But where'd these promises go? Unfulfilled. You sit in the base measures. Some guys, not everybody, some guys. Okay, I know what my timer means. I know which side of the page Tosus is on. I know Vim Tomar, Vieshlomar, I can figure it out. You ask me to read through a Amud? Major struggle. Major struggle. You want me to get through a Tosos? Major struggle. Major struggle. But they made promises to me. They told me I put in the work, I put in the grind, extra hours, a small the week. Didn't go. I went to the Tefillah Chabura. I went every night. I went the semesters. I wasn't allowed to go. They put me in first semester. I went to Chazit second semester also. I go to davening. I sit there. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know if he's listening. You know how painful it is? You know how painful it's going to be if you have a real Purim? If you have a real Purim. Real Purim means Tefillah. Real Tefillah. You know how painful it's going to be? The same Tefillahs you said in Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, you're going to say Purim. What happened? They told me, they stood over here on this bima right before Ne'ilah. They said, boys, now's the time. You get it out now. All the prayer is going to be answered. Everything you want. You let it all out. You cry, you scream. Hashem hu Elokim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. And everything you want, it's going to happen. This is the year, the big year. They stood right here a few months ago, 6 months ago, right here. And now we're getting to the second Ne'ilah called Purim. The second Ne'ilah, maybe it's their first, maybe it's the real Ne'ilah. We're dominating for the same things. Didn't happen. All the promises unfulfilled. You sit in this room upstairs and you convince yourself, true, not true, you'll debate in your head later. True, not true. You sit in this room. Ooh, I conquered my kas this year. I conquered my taivas this year. My Bein Adam Chavero is stellar. And then one day, downstairs, a different world, it's Olamos. It's Olam Elyon, Olam HaTachton. You go to Olam HaTachton, and then you see the chaos. A guy triggered you, he pressed off on the AC, boom, the savage came out of you again. And you thought you conquered this, you thought that it was gone, that wasn't a part of you anymore. You thought it disappeared, you had it, the Rebbe told you, you learn enough, chazer enough, really sip it, spilas, learn musa, close your eyes, sing the song, let the arrow stab your heart, all the eitzes. You're yelling at your mom, you cursed your father, you threw a punch at a kid in the dorms, you go to the basketball court, the same chaya you were 6 months ago. What happened to all the promises? I'm telling you, the more religious you get, you start to get sveikus. You start to wonder. All the promises, it's true, it's not true. And then life gets hard. Wait, we're not done. Life didn't even get hard yet. Life gets hard. You're struggling with parnasa when you're older. Nobody should, but everybody will. You're struggling with parnasa when you're older. You're struggling with shalom bayis when you're older. Struggling with your children when you're older. Struggling with yourself when you're older. And you go to a makubal. Let's get exciting. You call a makubal. You go to a makubal. You travel to God knows where to go to a makubal. Makubal tells you, you say, Pita Maktores. Boom. You're good. Pita Maktores. Now you bought a Pita Maktores. You bought a Sefer Torah. You do a hagba every morning with your Pita Maktores. And you're reading every word from Pita Maktores loud. You don't daven anymore. You just say Pita Maktores. You sing a whole Pita Maktores 25 times a day. You're still struggling with your money. And now, God forbid, your Shalom Bayis is spiraling downward. And you have a few problems here, a few problems there. I don't want to get into the details of your problems. But you're going to have a beautiful life. A beautiful life means beautiful problems. And then the Mikubalim are telling you how to solve all the problems. But they're not working. So you conclude. We could walk out. One guy wants to walk out at this point. You conclude, it's broken. The system's broken. Ruchnius is stagnant. It doesn't work. The Torah is broken. The Torah is broken. All the promises are broken. You know, one guy that we're all jealous of, he's able to somehow put on his, maybe on his social media, maybe however else he publicizes it. He publicizes he's like giving a daf yomi shir, and he's like a wealthy guy, and he's a shalom eshev in Mevaseret, and like, you know, he killed it. He killed life. You know, he has the triple crown. He's doing amazing at life. But the rest of us are trying to figure out how all those promises and where they all go. And they told me I'll be a big masmid. Next thing I know, the hardest thing, I find the hardest thing. We had a maisa this week. he brought to me a Gemara, and I asked him, what's the maskana of the Gemara? And then I asked the guy later, a guy chazed the Gemara, I think 12, 13 times. I said, you learned that Gemara last week. Chazed it 12, 13 times. What's the maskana of the Gemara? I broke his heart. His heart fell out of his body. He chazed the Gemara 12, 13 times last week. And he couldn't remember. What's the maskana of the Gemara? What's it all worth? Why am I working so hard? It's so painful. It's so painful. And you speak when Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to be dating. You know, if I didn't make your life hard enough, let's go for the gold. When you're going to be dating, so some people, they're going to hit the jackpot, and the first girl, you know, you're going to be so desperate, you'll just take whatever you can get. But some guys are a little more patient. Some guys are not going to swing at the first pitch. A little more patience. And then you realize maybe you should have swung at the first pitch, because the next thing you know, it's like a 3-2 count, but you're fouling every pitch, and it's not looking good. It's not looking good, and it really is not. It's difficult. It's difficult. But you're the most prized guy in yeshiva. You did everything they told you to do. You're the biggest Ben Torah. You're the firmest guy. You're the biggest masmid. You're the biggest you're a Baal Kishrin like the yeshiva never saw. The Rosh Yeshiva talks your praises. The Rosh Yeshiva says, you know, my daughters are married. My granddaughters, they have 15 years. They're going to wait 15 years. You can marry my granddaughters. But for some reason, nobody else wants to marry you except the Rosh Yeshiva's granddaughters, but they're still in diapers. And you got to figure out, you wait 15 years, or you very complicated cheshbon you have to marry. But you did everything you're supposed to do. You're the best guy in yeshiva. The best guy in yeshiva. Why are you struggling? How are you struggling? How is it possible that you're struggling? So I want to tell you one for him. The Rabbanu Shalom has machshavas. And the Mishkan was supposed to be put up a couple months after it was built, right when it was built. But he saw Moshe was in a lot of pain. And he had to deal with the fact that Moshe was in a lot of pain. And it was Yitzchak's birthday in a few months. He wanted it to be on a proper day, Yitzchak's birthday. And Medrash describes other cheshbonis, other factors. We have to understand something. Very strong, very strong. I tried to build it up, because I want to build it up, and then I want to break the whole thing down. Break the whole thing down. Torah works. Torah works. Torah works. But not on your timeline. Not on your timeline. Torah works. And the days you put in, you're davening, sometimes you have a mentality, you have an attitude, that I'm davening to get to my agenda. That's not going to work. I'm learning, I'm doing the mitzvah to get to my agenda. That's not going to work. I want to do this ruchniyistic thing, the skula, the mekubal, to get to my agenda. It's not going to work. That's your timeline. You want ruchniyist to work on your timeline? It doesn't work. It doesn't work on your timeline. But ruchniyist works. Torah works. When we say that the tefillahs get you close to Hashem, that works. But not on your timeline. It drips. It's an IV drip. For some people, it's a slow drip. Some people, it's a fast drip. There are times it's going to be slower. There are times it's going to be faster. But it works. When somebody tells you that, you know what, if you do this. I had a maisa recently. I spoke to a big tzaddik. He told me that a person who's struggling with parnasa, He should do a few things. One of the few things he told me, he should wash Netil Shadan with a lot of water. Sounds very petty. Wash Netil Shadan with a lot of water. It's a skula for Ashiras, for wealth. Wash Netil Shadan with a lot of water. You're washing. There's no money. There's money. There is money. The money's coming. Didn't reach you yet. But that pipeline is opening up. The money's flowing. But sometimes you go to your bank and it says 3 to 5 business days till it lands in your account. So Hashem has also 3 to 5 on his timeline. Because Hashem has a lot of cheshbonos. He wants you to have money at a certain time in your life, and you're going to have. He wants you to have shalom bayis at a certain time in your life, and you're going to have. He wants you to have nachas. He wants you to get married. He wants you to have hatzlacha. He wants you to have Torah. He wants you to have ruknus. He wants you to have tefillah. Who wants you to be successful more than the Rabbanu Shalom? There's nobody you'll ever meet on this planet, not on this planet, that wants you to be more successful than the Rabbanu Shalom. but not on your timeline. Because his timeline has all the cheshbonos, all the factors. He wants to give you bakol, mikol, kol, without any limitations on his timeline. So you put up the Mishkan, and I'm going to make it look like you're putting up the Mishkan. But you're not putting up the Mishkan. You just open that pipeline. And you do what you're supposed to do day in and day out. You don't see results, you do what you do day in and day out. Because by us, when the Mishkan went up, there's a strange pasuk. You said this pasuk a million times, you're going to say it another 10 million times. You're still not going to know what it means. Let's tonight learn what it means. When they put up the Mishkan, Moshe said, this is deserving of a pasuk. And he coined a pasuk. He coined an incredible pasuk. We say it a lot. You say it once a week, at least once a week. V'hi noyam Hashem. You say, V'hi noyam Hashem Adonai Elokeinu Olenu. That the pleasantness, the pleasantness of the Ribbono Shel Olam should be upon us. How do you know when the pleasantness of the Ribbono Shel Olam is upon us? Umaisi Adenu Konina Alenu. What does it mean? Maisi Adenu Konina Alenu. Our actions, our deeds, our maisi, there's ruchnis, not gashmias. There's a Malbim over here. Malbim says, when it comes to gashmias things you don't build on yourself. You build a house, you build it on the ground. There's a basis, there's a structure, there's a foundation of gashmias things. It's not on you. You build it on a gashmias foundation. Maisi adenu, but ruchnias things, spiritual things. Maisi adenu konenu alenu. I ask Hashem that our spiritual actions, our spiritual pursuits, I want you to be konenu alenu. I want them to be prosperous on me. They should build me. They should influence me. They should be alenu. Umaisi adenu, and also maisi konenehu. They should impact you. Our maisi adenu in this world, they influence us kol yom v'yom, kol rega v'rega, kol maisa u'maisa. Every small action that you do influences you. Results are going to happen. Results, there's no rush. You're going to get married. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to be successful. You're going to have an amazing life. You're going to have an incredible life. Maisi adenu konenu alenu. But every bit that you build, every small bit that you build, you have to understand that it has to be konenu alenu. It impacts your neshama. Slow. You go to the dorms. You break out in kas. You go. You see you're upsetting yourself. You're frustrated because you thought you overcame it. You didn't overcome it. That's okay. You keep battling. You keep battling. You keep battling. You yelled at your mother. You cursed at your father. You keep battling. You keep battling. You keep fighting. You saw it. You're learning. It didn't go anywhere. You saw you're davening. You're not motivated. You're not inspired. You keep battling. You keep fighting. You keep working day in and day out and day in and day out. Because there's a time that's waiting. There's a time that's waiting. When the time is right. When the time is right, you're going to celebrate everything in your life that needs to be celebrated. On his timeline, but not on your timeline. We don't do mitzvahs for our agenda. We don't learn Torah for our agenda. We learn Torah, we do mitzvahs, because we want to be close to Ribbono Shel Olam. Umaisi adenu konenu alenu. When we do those actions are going to be konenu alenu. They're going to be implanted within our hearts, within our neshamas, and you're going to slowly, 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 sometimes too painfully, slowly build. But that building is going to stand. That building is going to stand. It's going to last forever. Because the people who are able to hold up that building are the people that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to allow to build the building and put the building in place to be held up in the Olam